This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Malaysia's population is aging. National statistics show some 10% of Malaysians will be aged 60 and above by the year 2020. And with this change comes the considerable need for more supported accommodation and healthcare for the growing aged group. This is where HomeEdge comes in. Inspired by struggles to obtain accessible aged care for her family members, technopreneur Jillian T created a platform to connect trusted care professionals and those who need them by using smart technology. HomeEdge hopes to foster meaningful change for the aged care sector and at the same time grow the pool and enhance the skill sets of caregivers in Malaysia so that our seniors can age with grace, control and dignity.
So I'm Jillian. I'm the co-founder and CEO of HomeEdge. We are a two-sided platform that works with trained and qualified care professionals to deliver home-based caregiving services to families who need them.
Yeah, my name is Kevin. So I'm the head of expansion for Malaysia. So I help HomeEdge with the setup of the operations here in Malaysia, ensure that we have a team to help deliver the highest quality care to our customers and families here in Malaysia.
At the heart of HomeEdge is really about the people that we're pulling together. So to be able to deliver the kind of caregiving service that we can trust our own parents with. So I started HomeEdge because I really wanted to have a service out there that I could have, you know, first of all, just the assurance that whoever is taking care of my parents, I know they're qualified, I know they're trained, I know they're professional. And to be able to have the visibility as well throughout the whole caregiving process. And I knew that, you know, just to maximize the well-being of my own mom and the comfort of, you know, particularly as they're going through certain different medical conditions or later stage of their lives when they're aging, just to help them also have that confidence and that independence to remain at home. You know, that dignity, that choice of having the rights to make choices for their own lives. So we wanted to enable that. So put simply, HomeEdge combines care professionals with technology to help enable and make sure the entire caregiving process is managed very easily so that, you know, all of that administrative hassle falls to the background. And what remains is and what stands out is really the care and the wellness that we want to ensure for our loved ones.
So it's a service via an app.
That's correct. So we're a platform. We build technology apps, mobile apps that helps families easily book care. And then so we are able to assign a trained caregiver specific to the needs because every family's needs are so different. Mm. So our platform has a matching system, a matching algorithm that can assign the right caregiver to you based on your unique needs, your unique care needs, the medical conditions, the care profile of the families that come to us.
So the app is on two sites. So we have a CarePro app. A CarePro is a caregiver. We call them care professionals. And then we have one app that is also for the family. So for the care professional, it actually helps them sort of manage their visits. And also it helps them, we assign visits to them that they can apply to. And then on the family side, it actually allows them, it gives them more transparency of the visits. So for example, at the end of the visit, our care professional will actually write down a visit summary. So with that visit summary, it gives them information on what has happened in the visit. And then from there, it gives them transparency and ease of mind when the family particularly are, you know, sort of away from their home, they're at work or they're traveling.
I think this is really important because oftentimes families come to us and they're not really sure what they need or they just need a little bit of help, you know, in terms of getting advice on everything from the types of care services that's required, that's based on already, you know, the family's existing caregiving configuration. You know, every family is so different. The number of people who are already taking care of the care recipient is so different. Mm-hmm. So we always start off with, you know, what we call a care assessment. And that's when our in-house nurses, you know, those we've verified with years of experience providing care, not just in a hospital acute setting, but also in a community setting. So they go into their homes and they assess holistically the medical, not just the clinical and medical part of the, you know, the conditions of the seniors, but also looking at it very holistically. So daily routine, you know, diet, mobility levels, cognitive levels, fall risks, any hurdles if they require a lot of support, what we call manual transfer, which is helping someone move from one place, let's say from the bed to the wheelchair, from the bed to a chair.
Right.
And so the outcome of this care assessment is this care plan, you know, that takes into consideration the synthesis, the aggregation of both clinical and non-clinical factors. And then that leads to a recommendation based on affordability of the family.
Mm.
So, and then the recommendation is what it informs HOMAGE on what kind of caregiver they need. The services that we provide can be a combination of daily personal care. You know, in healthcare, there's this term called activities of daily living.
Mm-hmm.
That's AD or ADL. And that's really, you know, where we see most of the needs are. Helping our care recipients be mobile and functional. And so it's, what are they? I mean, there are things that, you know, you and I do so easily, we don't even think about it because we take it for granted, right?
Mm.
But if you cannot do them, you can't be living at home independently. So what are they? They're getting dressed, you know, helping with showering and personal hygiene and care for those who are bedridden or wheelchair bound. You know, we take it for granted. They do need assistance in terms of for example, bed sponging or helping them really have a very highly assisted shower where they need to be transferred to the commode and then the showering takes place.
Mm.
Medication reminders and medical escort from the home to the hospital for clinic checkups and different kinds of appointments. So the care plan really does inform us who are the care professionals out of our pool most suited to deliver specific services that the care recipient requires.
Yeah, one thing I just want to add is that, you know, technology, I guess for HOMAGE is important, but where we see it as is an enabler for what we do, because at the end of the day, you know, the delivery of the care is with the family members.
Mm.
So for us, what's most important first and foremost is making sure that we have the highest quality of care professionals. And then from there, using technology, we enable better matching. So one of the challenges that we have today when it comes to home caregiving is the transparency of or the information of these caregivers. There is no trusted platform that we rely on today when it comes to seeking a caregiver.
Mm.
It's always about, do you know somebody who knows somebody? But when it comes to qualification, experience, motivation, it's very hard to identify those things.
Right.
And you always need these caregivers at you know, urgent basis because most families, they don't see the problem until it's actually happening with mm. them. So with a lot of our customers and families, you know, we're there for them in these times. We help them solve the issue of asymmetry of information in the market. So the other thing with HOMAGE as well is, you know, getting a caregiver is not like getting a car. The delivery of care is not like just getting from point A to point B. It's about the whole end-to-end process of who is this person coming through your door?
Right.
Who is this person you're trusting your family member with? And what is the quality of care in the end, right? And all these, it's quite a manual process. It's not like you click a button and, you know, hole and behold, somebody is there. So what's very important for us is having a concierge service, right?
Mm.
And this person plays a very important role in our company. We call them care advisors, right? And that's because, you know, to be a care advisor, you need to have a certain level of empathy, a certain level of understanding about the family member's situation. So we have that conversation with them at the, you know, and they are our frontliners, right? So they speak to the family members and find out how we can best help them. Most of the time, family members come to us not knowing what they need, right? So that is where, you know, based on our experience, we can give them the right advice. And then from there, everything that Jillian just mentioned about care assessment will follow through from there.
Yeah, that's a really great point. I mean, I think at the heart of it, giving them the awareness and that initial support, because particularly sometimes it's very reactive, right? The needs are only when a health crisis strikes, only when, unfortunately, for example, there's a stroke event or there's a hospital admission. And then when you're closing in on, you know, the hospital discharge, then you start panicking and then you become frantic in terms of looking for solutions. And I think that's when we realize that a lot of the awareness of the needs on what it means to ensure wellness in terms of helping them transition home from and helping them recover in the best way possible and not have any cases of neglect or lack of, you know, sort of oversight in terms of the best care provided, we do need that initial advisory service and consultation. So for every one of our care recipients, they do get that free consultation. And then beyond from the care assessment onwards, you know, that creates a very good baseline, understanding of when we first encounter the care recipient. Then following that, after every session, there is what we call a visit summary. So it's where our care professionals, they're there in person, they're delivering the care, and there is they're able to use our app, what we call the care professional app, to fill in a report. And once the report's always completed an hour after the care session. And this, you know, this is actually one part of the solution that we've talked a lot to families, and they have given us feedback that this is something that they appreciate the most, because if they're, let's say, on a business trip, or, you know, they can't be there at that moment, Homage becomes their eyes, hands, and ears, and it's as though, you know, the care is like as though they're there, because they're able to see what's going on. Photos, it's uploaded to the report. There is an hourly, you know, or even every 15 minutes, the caregiver, you know, tells them what happened. The report has things like pain intensity, the mood, you know, vital signs, blood pressure. And so it really helps give the family's peace of mind. And I think that's also very important. You know, oftentimes when we're talking about a caregiving service, we always think about the care recipient or the caregiver, but sometimes we forget about the family's primary caregiver. Oftentimes they're there delivering care, being a support to their loved ones for years, right? And that group is almost like, you know, overlooked. You know, the moment you become a caregiver, they ask you, what do you do? Oh, I'm a primary caregiver. It's almost like they automatically, you know, fade away into the distance. Oh, you know, you're not even working. But it's a really tough job, and it can be very stressful. And I think a part of the goal of our service is to help these caregivers get some respite as well. You know, help them take a little bit of a break such that they can sustain themselves and they can self-care. Because if they can't take care of themselves, then, you know, they can't really continue taking care of those around them.
You are listening to Open for Business. We'll have more from Homage after this. BFM 89.9.
Being first matters. BFM 89.9.
This is Open for Business with Audrey Raj. The future of aged care is here, and we're learning more about the aged care sector and its needs with Homage. Homage uses smart technology to deliver expert, personalized home and nursing care for seniors so they can continue to live well and independently at home.
Right now, we only deliver care services within the homes. And so a big part of our main mission is we really believe in this. There's a matter of time where that healthcare has moved back home, and you know, becomes community-based and home-based care becomes mainstream. So we really do believe as well that people generally rehabilitate and you know, want to stay at home and remain in the comfort of their own home. So that's our model, and we don't have a facility. We just deliver home-based services.
And how many hours a day do you provide your care services? Is there a minimum or a maximum? Can your caregivers also spend the night? How's that work?
Yeah, so you're able to book care with us from as low as just 1 hour to up to, you know, a daily sort of a care hours. Typically, where we find that customers need help from our services ranges from 1 to maybe 10 hours, 12 hours a day. Because the type of care professionals are of, you know, high quality, they're very highly engaging with our seniors. Unless they're critical or you know, post-hospital discharge, we don't usually do a 24-hour care. So it really depends on the case of the care recipients.
So what are your price points like? And what can one expect to pay for Homage's services?
Yeah, so today what's most important is we first conduct a care assessment because all families' needs are different, their routine are different. So what we take into account of is the total hours of care that you usually need and the types of services that you need. You know, first of all, whether they are ADL-related or they're nursing-related. So at the end of this care assessment, our care advisor will propose a plan. So with the plan, it really depends. Our price for ADL ranges from, you know, 28 ringgit up to 40 ringgit an hour. And then for nursing, it ranges from 33 to 50, right, on an hourly basis. So, of course, this really depends on the total hours that you need on a monthly basis. Then we sort of adjust the pricing. The thing about us is that, you know, because the service is quite on demand, meaning typically takes about 2 to 3 days for us to match a care professional to you, you can actually also request something on an ad hoc basis from 1 hour, right? So that adjusts into the price.
Yeah, and I think one of the opportunities that we've seen, we've been able to tap into in Singapore is working with the government and on you know, some of the budgetary contributions to subsidizing longer-term care for those with limited means. And we've been able to define public-private partnerships, and we're very hopeful, and we've seeing very promising signs in Malaysia to be able to do so. There have been recent budget announcements that there's more focus and there's more discourse on what kinds of support is required for long-term care for those with limited means. And I think just to even have that conversation here in Malaysia and to start looking at potential partnerships such that the care services can be also accessible to those with limited means and also to the masses is really going to be a continued focus for us in Malaysia. Beyond that, we are also very interested in looking at how do we best push forward home care as part of a financial plan. And that could include solutions like on an insurance standpoint or, you know, just from a financing standpoint. How can we open up these channels such that there can be, you know, the masses that, you know, the someone from with a middle range income would be able to start planning ahead? Because we do have those numbers. I mean, there are statistics about, you know, what are the odds of, you know, from the time that you're age 65 and above, and unfortunately it's a bit bleak, right? So it's probability of being this, you know, requiring one or more ADL, it's pretty high. And we're also looking at chronic and terminal illness incidence rates. And so I think understanding that really starts the conversation of how to plan in advance for the financial savings as well as the financial solutions that you need to tap into.
Gillian, you're a technopreneur. You spend some time working with tech startups and in the Silicon Valley. How has your experience shaped the value proposition Homage has to offer?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that, you know, it's challenging the status quo. You know, I think this is big sort of the norm, particularly if you're an entrepreneur in the US and New York, whether it's Silicon Valley, you always have this, you know, you question assumptions, you know. So just because it's been done today, and I think that's very common, you know, in long-standing industries or long-standing spaces, is what's been done today or yesterday might not be the best thing for tomorrow. And so it's to always question what do we really need to be looking at here? You know, challenging assumptions. And I think particularly for aged care and home care, that's a big part of what we're trying to do, which is why is it that we're not seeing a very vibrant pool of community-based caregivers? Caregiving is a life skill. You know, why is there no platform pulling together and creating this standard of caregiving and professionalizing care? I mean, just because, and you know, when we first started, people were telling us, Jillian, you're never going to find the caregivers. Mm. You're never going to find them. And we just, you know, plain out told them, you're wrong. You're wrong. Why? Because we know that the needs of the care recipients are like the seniors, their needs. They, just because they pass an age threshold doesn't mean their needs change, right? So they still want to belong to the community. They want to have a sense of purpose. They want to be with their families and friends and adding value to their lives. They want to be feeling well and feeling active and healthy. And so the question becomes, you know, just because you're in that stage, how do we enable that? And we realize that, hey, you know, most the preconception is that the needs are all medical. You know, we've been trained that. Modern medicine has trained us for that, right? Like, so we're saying, hey, you know, you have a heart problem. Let's solve that in an acute setting. But the needs of the elderly are so whole. They need to be holistic. And so I think those experiences in the U.S. on how we can actually create a solution that challenges and disrupts the status quo. I've seen that happen. And I think, you know, I've seen that happen on the ground and before my eyes and how technology can play a big role in that. And I hope that that can be applied to drive the solution that we very much need, you know, in terms of the aging population forward.
Great. Your services comprise of activities of daily living, like you mentioned earlier, nursing care, physiotherapy, also specialized care for Parkinson's and cancer patients as well. With all these different areas of expertise, you must need a sizable pool of caregivers. And you just mentioned that people never expected you to be able to gather the amount of caregivers that you already have. What is that number like? How do you manage the recruitment and the training of your staff?
In Singapore now, we have close to, I think we're going to be reaching 1,000 caregivers really soon. And it's the largest pool of fully managed caregiving pool that is in Singapore on a single platform. Mm. So, you know, these caregivers come from all walks of life. So we have social workers that have, you know, they're going through graduate school and they have many years of experience in the community, and they, you know, might not be able to be providing care for a full time, but many of them do it part time, 20, 30 hours a week. And it's just been so incredible, even for myself to see. And it's, you know, I've been blown away. More than half of that pool are trained nurses. Mm. So they have an active license to practice nursing and deliver nursing care, but they might not want to do it because they've graduated to, let's say, they're in their 30s, they just started a family, they have two young kids. And so the kind of work that's required for them on a full-time basis, maybe shift work or overnight shifts, might not be the most suitable for that phase.
And this provides them the flexibility of working when they want to.
Exactly. Mm. And this provides them the flexibility. And that's been really tremendously meaningful for us to be able to mobilize this pool and pull together. You know, there's also people who have spent, and this is an example I like to share a lot because it's, for me, it's just also a big epiphany or realization. Before I started HomeEdge, I had no idea. There were so many people out there that have been primary caregivers for their own parents and their own family members. And they've spent years, right, just being that caregiver, and that changes their lives' perspectives. That changes someone. And oftentimes we see that even, you know, after their loved one unfortunately passed on, you know, their whole sort of, you know, mindset and viewpoint on life have shifted, and they can't see themselves going back to a traditional kind of job, corporate job. So some of them turn to providing care professionally.
And they also have the skills
And
already.
They have the skills because they have been doing it for years. And they oftentimes, sometimes we even see that they have, they bring a passion and a depth of that motivation and that heart, because caregiving, you have to choose, right? You have to, it's a tough, it can be a tough job, and you have to be the ones opting, signing up for it. And if you can't, if you don't have the passion for it, you can't do it well. So, and you know, that's also, they are the ones who's also giving us that spirit and that encouragement, you know, as a platform to keep going, because if we're able to mobilize and work together with inspiring caregivers like that, then, you know, we can keep going. So that's been fantastic. Yeah.
I know you're also already working with some clients in Malaysia. What is the pool size like at the moment? And what is that number that you're hoping to achieve, say, by the end of this year?
Yeah, so we have a 3-year goal. So we announced this at our launch last week that we want to onboard 1,000 care professionals by the end of 2021. I mean, for us, of course, in the early days, you're sort of doing it, you recruit them bit by bit. And for us is to really look at, you know, what are these motivations of the care professionals? What are their challenges? And for us, you know, the other thing that I wanted to add about the nurses, the registered nurses that we onboard, are that, you know, they really enjoy the one-on-one experience with the seniors, because they know they can build personal relationships with them rather than in the hospital setting. Mm-hmm. So that really encourages them to, you know, participate in providing these, like, care. And for us, we are really looking at, building the pool and just making sure that quality first, right? Like, it's not about quantity here. Right, we have this 3-year goal, but really it's if we have, 10, 20 families that can really ensure that the quality is great, what will happen is this will inform people that, oh, this is what professional care looks like. Mm-hmm. And they will talk to their friends about it. And when the demand increases, the supply increases, right? Already now people are talking, like the nurses and caregivers are sharing with their own community about, why is Homage different? It's a flexible hours. It's the, market pay, above market pay that we offer them. And of course, then from there, we'll be able to achieve that three-year goal that we set for ourselves.
We're not done with Gillian T and Kevin Hung just yet. Tomorrow, we discuss the overarching gap Homage seeks to fill in the aged care and professional care sectors and the kind of regulations Malaysia needs to elevate the standard of care for our senior loved ones. And don't forget, today is literally the last day for you to get your tickets to the Rockstar Retail Event of the Year, Enterprise Rocks, happening all day tomorrow at Connection at Nexus Bangsa South. The entire Enterprise team will be there, Jeff, Arf, Chris, Rich, Frida, and myself too. So come say hello and learn how to create the kind of retail experience that will keep your customers coming back for more. All the info you need is at bfm.my/rocks. This is Open for Business. I'm Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening and hope to see you tomorrow. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.